There is a city. There is a city in this film. A city in the hearts and minds of the people who created and built it. No other city has been pillaged and even destroyed like this one. It is a city whose ethnic landscape has been constantly forced to change over the last 200 years. Although Armenian authors claim the city to be older than Rome, with the exception of a single mosque, there is no historical architectural monument older than 200 years. That the local Turkic Muslims who originally built the city were later subjected to ethnic cleansing and their buildings completely obliterated. It is, however, impossible to destroy historical truth from collective memory. It is impossible to forget this city. Because it is the city, Yerevan. Clearly, one of Azerbaijan's cultural centers. Imagine bountiful lands, rivers running with rich waters, people living happily thanks to their hard work, an eastern city with its mosques, open bazaars, and noisy streets. An Azerbaijani city known for its hospitality and wealth. The city of Yerevan is located in the northeastern part of the Agra, now called the Ararat Valley. It lies approximately 900 to 1,000 meters above sea level. The name of this city was recorded as Revan, Yerevan, and Yerevan in the Middle Ages. When the Yerevan Khanate was captured by the Tsarist Russian army in 1827, it was noted as Yerevan and named Yerevan only in 1936. At different periods of history, the territories around Yerevan were part of the lands of Urartu, the Sasanian dynasty, Arab Caliphate, Sajis, Shadadids, Seljuks, the Eldanes, Ilkhanis, Temiris, Garagoyanlu, Agoyunlu, Safavids, Afshars, Gajars, and Tsarist Russia. Following the collapse of Tsarist Russia, Yerevan city was given to the Armenians as their capital by decree of Azerbaijan's National Council, dated 29th of May, 1918. Several Armenian historians connect the name of modern Yerevan to the name of Irbuni Castle, erected during the reign of the Urartu king, Argish I in 782 BC. They claim that Irbuni Castle is Armenian tangible heritage. However, the Urartu stone inscription discovered in the castle shows that Irbuni was in fact not a city, but a castle, built as a military fortification on the northeastern borders of the Urartu kingdom, and named in honor of the Hurri goddess Irbuni. There is no mention of either Hay or the modern Armenian in the inscription in Irbuni Castle built near present-day Yerevan. It is clear from Urartu-era cuneiforms that Agri Valley was called the land of the Aza people before occupation by the Urartus in the early 8th century BC. No examples of Armenian culture heritage have been discovered during excavations around Yerevan city. The French scholar Lenormand and German Orientalist Mordman, who reached the ethnic origins and language of the Urartu people in the late 19th century, proved that there is absolutely no connection between the Urartu language and culture and the modern Armenians. Many Armenian researchers confess to this truth today. There is no mention of a settlement called Yerevan in any source for 1,200 years after the collapse of the Urartus, until the establishment of the Arab Caliphate. During the Caliphate, the Southern Caucasus provinces were, as a rule, ruled by Turks. There is also no mention of Erevan in most Arab sources of the Middle Ages. The Armenian writer, Kachator Aboyevian, said that Armenian writers did not mention Erevan city anywhere until the early 13th century. Aboyevian also thought it was absurd that the name Erevan was taken from the name of the Armenian king Yerevan or the prophet Noah. He wrote that the city had become famous in 1441 under Garagoyanlu ruler Jahan Shah, and that Erevan had been occupied by Iran and the Turks in turn until the Tsarist Russian occupation of 1827. The sound of the azan used to cascade from mosque minarets to wake up Erevan every morning. Thus the city roused and opened its doors to caravans, merchants, and khans. The French traveler Jean Chardon described in detail what he saw in Erevan in 1673 in his From Paris to Isfahan. He wrote that the fort of Erevan consisted of some 800 houses and was inhabited by full-blooded Guzelbashes. German traveler Franz Kasper Schillinger wrote that only Azerbaijanis lived in the city of Erevan in his travels to Persia and East India, printed in the early 18th century in Nuremberg. Armenian sources also confirmed that there was no resident Armenian population living in Erevan. Armenian missionary Israeli Ori wrote in his letter to Peter the Great, dated the 25th of July, 1701, that some 300 Armenians had lived in Erevan and had mostly been merchants. Every once in a while, travelers, chronographers, scientists, artists, and poets would visit this blossoming center of Azerbaijani culture. The renowned travelers and researchers Jean Tavernier, Jean Chardon, James Maurier, Dubois de Montpereau, Evliya Chelebi, Countess Praskovia Avarova, Henry Lynch, Academician Nicholas Marr, and others visited Erevan at different times. The bulk of the photographs taken by the famous Russian photographer Dmitry Yermakov in Erevan in the 1880s and 90s are held in the Yermakov Foundation at the Georgian State Museum and in the Georgian State Art Museum. Some of the photographs taken by German art historian and archaeologist Friedrich Sara in Erevan in 1897 are now kept in the Islamic Art Department in the Berlin State Museum. Many famous people of science and culture grew up in Erevan. There is plenty of information about dozens of men of science and culture who came from Erevan and who created under the pen name Erevani in other lands. The eminent Azerbaijani doctor and scientist Haji Suleiman Gajar was born here in the 18th century. His Fevaidul Hikmet, in Persian translated as the Benefits of Wisdom, became famous not only in Azerbaijan, but also across Central Asia and Iran. This book was a true pharmaceutical encyclopedia of the Middle Ages and described the healing properties of thousands of local herbs, produce, and minerals. The progressive literary and creative traditions of Western Europe and Russia in the 19th century also influenced the work of Azerbaijani artists. This is reflected in the creations of Mirza Gadum Erevani, an eminent 19th century artist born in Erevan in 1825. He is regarded as the founder of easel paintings in Azerbaijan. His paintings are showcased in the Azerbaijani and Georgian State Art Museums and St. Petersburg State Heritage. Russian historian and statesman Ivan Chopin wrote the most youth in Yerevan could recite fluently the works of Rudaki, Firdovsi, Anvari, Nizami, Jami, Hafiz, Sadi, and other poets who were popular in the East. Chopin said that every Muslim had several copies of books dedicated to the different sciences, especially Sharia, in their homes. All this proves that Yerevan was truly one of Azerbaijan's developed scientific and cultural centers. The only existing manuscript of the Divan of Hussein Ali Khan, Divan, a collection of poems, assembled during the reign of Hussein Ali Khan of Yerevan in 1782, is now kept in the Armenian State Museum. The rich literary works that were created there, most of the valuable manuscripts that were preserved in mosques and madrasas, were lost or destroyed during the many conflicts over Yerevan Castle and the numerous displacements of the local Azerbaijani population. On the other hand, the Armenian historian Tadavis Hakobyan wrote that valuable Azerbaijani manuscripts from Yerevan's mosques were assembled and given to the manuscript fund under the Etmiadzin Church. These manuscripts are still held in the fund and are not made available to the scientific community. The richness and poetics of Azerbaijani even inspired Armenians living in the Yerevan Khanate to write and create in this language. The Armenian writer Abovoyan wrote about the Armenians living in Yerevan. Even the women and children speak Turkic. That is why it is quite natural that famous people who have poetic talent create poems in Turkic, meaning in Azerbaijani. Yerevan is also a city with a special place in Azerbaijani theater history. Back in the late 16th century, the French traveler Jean Chardon was shown a three-act play while staying at the Yerevan residence in Shukursad Principality. Jean Chardon was so impressed by the play that he called it the Opera of the East. Shah Ismail, founder of the Safavid ruling dynasty of Iran, conquered Yerevan in 1501 and ordered his army commander, Ravangulu Khan, to build a castle of strategic importance on the banks of the Zengi River. The famous Turkish traveler and geographer Evliya Çelebi wrote that Yerevan's residential history dated back to the early 15th century. He told a story of how one Kaja Khan Lahajani, a merchant under Emir Temur, came to the fruitful lands of Yerevan and stayed there with his family. Çelebi also described how Shah Ismail ordered Ravangulu Khan to erect a castle, how the castle was built in 7 years and was then named Raven. At 850 meters in length and 790 meters wide, the castle covered a 7-hectare square. It had three gates, the Tabriz Gate to the south, the Shirvan or Maidan Gate to the north, and the Bridge Gate. Yerevan Castle was conquered and changed hands 14 times during the long wars between the Ottomans and the Safavids. Each time it suffered some damage and was reconstructed. It was very important for the Russian Empire to take Yerevan Castle, given its strategic location. But its army's attempts to conquer it in 1804 and 1808 were unsuccessful. In fact, it withstood 20 years of ceaseless attacks, falling only on 1st of October 1827, when Armenians directed Russian commanders to breachable points in the castle walls. The seizure of Yerevan Castle was celebrated in St. Petersburg, the occasion being marked with an official parade. General Ivan Paskevich was even made Count of Yerevan for his services in capturing the castle. artist and academician Vladimir Moshkov watched the Russian army attack. He portrayed the artillery assault from the northwestern direction in his painting, Attack and Capture of Erevan Castle, that is now held in the Erevan City History Museum. Another Russian artist, battle painter Franz Robot, also depicted the capture. His painting is now in the Armenian History Museum. The Russian Tsar Nicholas I also ordered the striking of medals. One was struck in 1827 in Tabriz, another in 1829 in St. Petersburg. There are clear descriptions on the medals, by word and illustration, of the capture of Erevan Castle by the Russian Tsar. Another medal struck on the occasion of the peace treaty signed with Iran in 1828 bore a contemporary view of the Azerbaijani city of Erevan, with its mosques and minarets. The castle ceased to be a military fortification in 1864. In 1865, an Armenian merchant, Nersis Taryan, bought part of its territory and built a cognac distillery. Both distillery and the present-day Russian Square in Erevan are located within the historical territory of Erevan Castle. Part of the walls remained standing until the end of World War II. However, there is nothing left now of what was once a spectacular castle. One of the rarest architectural pearls of the East, the Sardar, or Khan's Palace, was built by Khan Gajar for Amirgan, the Sardar of Erevan, and improved later by the Khan of Erevan, Hussein Ali Khan, in the 1760s and 70s. In 1791, Hussein Ali's Khan's son, Muhammad Khan, had the palace's mirrored hall and summer house built. French travelers Jean Tavernier in 1655 and Jean Chardon in 1673, made graphic drawings of Erevan. The ethnically German soldier Moritz von Kotzebue, who traveled to Erevan in 1817, wrote about the summer house in the Khan Garden, saying that there was a marble pool with a fountain in the middle of the house, and that the gentle sounds of small bells hanging above the jets of water were to the Khan's liking. Shortly after Erevan Castle was captured by the Russian army, Russian officers staged Alexander Griboyedov's Woe from Wit in the mirrored hall. Tsar Nicholas I visited Erevan in 1837 and spent the night at the Khan's palace. He even wrote his name on the wall of his room as a memento. Some 15 of Erevan's mosques are mentioned in historical literature. The Minarets of the Blue, or Hussein Ali Khan Mosque, the Sardar, or Abbas Mirza Mosque, and the Shah Abbas, Tapabashi, Zalkhan, Sartib Khan, Haji Novrizali Bey, Demirbalag, Haji Jafar Bey, Rajab Pasha, Muhammad Sartib Khan, and Haji Inman Mosques all reflected the fact that Erevan was a Muslim city. The French geologist, archaeologist, and naturalist Dubois de Montpereau described Erevan Castle and the Blue Mosque in detail in his Travels Around the Caucasus, published in Paris in 1839. In the early 20th century, there were three mosques in the Demirbulag settlement in Erevan. once inhabited by Azerbaijanis only. Armenians now call it the Karanki Arch. Of these three, the Haji Novruzi Ali Bey and Haji Jafar Bey mosques were destroyed by the Armenian SSR government of the 1930s in order to implement a new urban plan for Yerevan. The Demirbulag Mosque, near the bridge over the Gidar River, was burned down by Armenians in 1988. Researcher on the Caucasus Thomas Deval wrote that the Armenians circulated a rumor that the Azerbaijanis had destroyed an Armenian church in Baku in 1990 and used that as an excuse to demolish the Demirbulag Mosque in 3 days. Whereas the only Armenian church in Baku is preserved by the government as a historical architectural monument. In 2014, the small remaining part of the Azerbaijani Sardar Mosque in Yerevan you see now was also destroyed. In its place is a residential skyscraper. The city of Yerevan was at an intersection of caravan routes. Thus, there were numerous caravanserais and trading squares. In the early 19th century, there were 8 caravanserais: the Julfa, Gurju, Georgian, Zerabikan, Tahir, Sulu with water, Susuz without water, Avshar, and Haji Ali, and 851 trade outlets. Ivan Chopin said that there was a great square in the very center of the city. The other squares were called Khan's Garden, Zal Khan, Hussein Ali Khan, and Labor Market. The area where once stood the mansion of Pana Khan Makinsky, one of Yerevan's most renowned entrepreneurs, was called Pana Khan Square until recently. There used to be 10 bathhouses in Yerevan, all built in Oriental architectural style: the Shahar City, Zal Khan, Sheikh Ul Azam, Mehdi Bey, Haji Beyim, Tapabashi, Haji Ali, Haji Fatali, Karim Bey, and Hassan Ali. 1,473 gardens graced Yerevan and its environs, 772 within the city. They delighted the eye, cooled the city, pleased the people, and caressed their souls. The city was supplied with water from the Gurkbulag, 40 Springs Plateau, and irrigation channels from the Zengi and Gedar rivers had turned Yerevan into a land of gardens whose soil yielded fruit 2 to 3 times a year. Some of this produce was dried and exported to Europe. The population of Yerevan was close to 20,000 before its occupation by the Russian army. Armenians constituted approximately 1/5 of the population, living mostly on the outskirts. For Russia, it was crucial to create a supportive zone inhabited by Christians in the South Caucasus in order to take new territory south of imperial borders. The mass deportation of Armenians from Iran and Ottoman territories to Yerevan, Nakhchivan, and the Karabakh Khanates under the 1828 Turkmenche and 1829 Edirne Treaty served this purpose. The Russian army commander, Ivan Paskevich, had given a concrete order to direct Armenians move from Iran to Yerevan. Thus, 377 families of deported Armenians were settled there. Despite these mass deportations, ethnic Azerbaijani Turks were still in the majority in Yerevan in 1831. There were 7,331 Azerbaijanis, 4,484 Armenians, and 105 people of other nationalities. However, the demographic situation had begun to change in favor of the Armenians as a result of the Russian Empire's discriminatory policy against Azerbaijanis. The Azerbaijani cultural heritage of Erevan has been deliberately destroyed by the Armenians. The question of preserving Sardar Palace in Erevan was even discussed at meetings of the Russian Imperial Archaeological Commission in 1910 and 1912. The commission decided that the famous Orientalist Nicholas Marr should conduct a further feasibility study of the palace. Upon concluding his study, Marr wrote in his report that besides earthquakes and other natural processes, the human factor, that is to say, the actions of the Armenians, also played a major role in the destruction of the palace. Doctor of Arts Natalia Mikhlishevskaya wrote that when the Sardar Palace was destroyed in 1914, portraits painted by Mirza Gadim Erevani were torn from the palace walls and given to the Military History Museum in Tbilisi. The Great Hall of the Zau Khan Mosque was destroyed in 1928, and the Erevan Hotel replaced it. The hotel is now called the Royal Tulip. The underground remains of the tangible heritage of Azerbaijanis discovered during archaeological excavations conducted recently in Erevan's Republic Square concerned Armenian officials greatly. That is why they halted the incomplete excavations and covered them with gravel. On 29th of May 1980, under various foreign pressures, the Azerbaijan National Council was forced to hand Erevan over to become the capital of the Armenian state. Thus, the first Armenian state was built on the lands of the former Erevan Khanate, Azerbaijani territory. Despite the fact that Armenians were regularly moved and settled to Erevan, by the early 20th century, the number of Azerbaijanis in Erevan was almost equal to that of Armenians. Approximately 12,500 Azerbaijanis lived in the city. Policies of genocide and deportation conducted against the Azerbaijani population in Armenia left approximately 10,000 of the original half million Azerbaijanis in the Armenian SSR. There were only 5,124 Azerbaijanis in Erevan in 1922. Only 3,413 Azerbaijanis remained there by 1959. In 1988, the Armenian government deported all Azerbaijanis from Erevan, as from all other regions of Armenia, thus concluding their ethnic cleansing. Today, the city of Erevan, an ancient Azerbaijani land, bears no resemblance to its historical identity. Erevan Castle has been destroyed, along with all the historical architectural monuments within it. The cultural traces of the Azerbaijanis have been wiped clean in Erevan. The ethnically Azerbaijani identity of the city has been destroyed. The historical Turkic Muslim city has been turned into a mono-ethnic Armenian city by sheer vandalism. But there is a city in the minds and hearts of the people who built it. It is a city that has suffered plunder and destruction like no other. It is a city from which the people who built it have been completely removed. You saw a city in this film, a city built by Azerbaijanis, an eastern city with its mosques, bazaars, caravanserais, gardens, palaces, tangible and intangible heritage. It is impossible to destroy it. It is impossible to forget this city. Because it is the city of Erevan, one of the ancient cultural centers of Azerbaijan.